I'm Carol Hills in for Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. We all know that a lot of people view porn online. Some might even say the great thing about the internet is that you can watch pornography in the privacy of your own home. That's still mostly true in Britain, but Prime Minister David Cameron wants to make it a little harder to access porn online. He's asking internet service providers to automatically block access to pornography sites unless customers opt in. Cameron describes it as an effort to keep kids from sexual images he says are corroding childhood. Holly Combe is a feminist writer. She joins us from Bristol, England. Holly, what was your gut reaction when you heard about the Prime Minister's proposal?
I thought it was a really terrible idea. I think, I mean, regardless of what one thinks about pornography, and I will say straight up, I'm not anti-porn as a feminist. I am a member of Feminists Against Censorship. I think whatever your view, there's obviously going to be other sites that will end up being blocked by this. I fail to see how it's going to be such an effective filter that it's not going to potentially include materials such as sex education sites, feminist websites such as the site that I write for. I mean, I had an experience a few years ago with filtering software in a local library where I used to live, which had actually blocked the website that I write for, the F Word, because of the name, obviously, because they thought the F stood for something else. And they did unblock it, but it took some time. And I had to actually write to them to get that done. And of course, if this is happening by default in people's homes and they actually have to opt out of the filter, there's all sorts of material that people aren't going to be able to access because of this.
What about the sentiment behind the proposal, the effort to limit kids' access to online porn?
Well, I think obviously it has to be divided up, the effort to stop children from being harmed by abuse and the effort to stop children seeing porn, because obviously porn covers a whole wide area. And I think children have always sort of looked at things they're not supposed to look at. And I think really key is to create an environment in the home and in sex education in schools where these things can be discussed. If a child sees something they don't understand, they can ask questions about it. Also, it's the responsibility of parents and teachers and carers to install whatever filters they think are appropriate, rather than, again, to have this default, which will just mean that savvy children will try to get around it anyway.
But most kids don't tell their parents what they're looking at. And
no.
So lots of them will have access to pornography, a lot of them sort of graphic, violent images. Mm. What about that argument that no kid is going to have a sort of earnest discussion with their parents about something that actually may be damaging them or at least giving them a pretty weird attitude about women?
I guess it's sort of who gets to decide which sites are damaging, because, of course, some people would take the view that a lot of what I would see is very healthy sex education sites as being wrong. You know, something that is advocating that it's OK to be gay. Some people would say that that is wrong. Some people would say erotica that is very egalitarian is wrong just because it's explicit. I think it's very difficult for somebody like in the government in this case to decide what is considered wrong to look at. I mean, they'll have to be quite blanket about it, I think, which again goes back to a lot of things, you know, a lot of stuff people being denied access to.
Well, one of the things David Cameron really focused on was kind of simulated rape and sort of images of violent sexual behavior. Mm. What about that? I mean, shouldn't kids not be looking at that kind of thing, or shouldn't we restrict access to that?
I think it would be better for there to be more sort of more legitimacy to sites and to have a system in place where things have to be clearly flagged up rather than taken down, because obviously there's a big difference between people acting in a scene and actual abuse taking place. And I think it would be easier to differentiate between the two if you don't drive pornography further underground. I think it creates more of a danger for performers and from people possibly viewing it if those lines potentially become blurred from it being driven underground.
Holly Combe is a feminist writer and blogger in England. Thanks so much, Holly.
Cheers. Good to talk to you.